A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Den här veckan samarbetar Syn i själen med Synoptik och deras glasögonabonnemang All Inclusive. Med det här abonnemanget så får du inte bara ett par glasögon utan en komplett lösning där du kan varva mellan glasögon, solglasögon och linser efter ditt behov på ett tryggt och bekvämt sätt. Och något som är riktigt bra nu när sommaren är runt hörnet är att du med det här abonnemanget kan få slipade solglasögon efter din egen styrka. De slipade solglasen kan enkelt anpassas till både vanliga bågar och solglasögonbågar, helt efter din personliga stil och preferens så att du kan njuta av solen med skarp syn. Du behöver aldrig oroa dig för synundersökningar eller styrkeförändringar. All service såsom glasbyten och undersökningar ingår i den fasta månadskostnaden. Det är dessutom ett perfekt abonnemang om du vill minimera risken för oförutsedda kostnader med otursskyddet om olyckan skulle vara framme. Jag har till exempel fått hjälp att laga mina favoritsolglasögon istället för att låta dem ligga oanvända hemma, vilket känns väldigt skönt nu inför våren och sommaren. Både miljötänk och ekonomiskt i längden att ta hand om det vi har. Utöver allt det här så får du dessutom möjlighet att byta ut ett par varje år så att du alltid har en uppdaterad glasögongarderob. Allt är inkluderat i en fast månadskostnad från 90 kronor i månaden. Inga oförutsedda kostnader och du har alltid 30% på alla glasögon och solglasögon när du tecknar ett abonnemang. Läs mer och boka tid på synoptik.se. I veckans avsnitt av Syn i själen så har jag utländskt besök. Jag har bjudit in Lama Pema Dorje. Pema Dorje, han föddes i Tibet 1951 och flydde som barn över Himalaya till Nepal under 50-talet. Han kom senare till exil-tibetanernas Dharamsala i Indien där han så småningom blev rektor för den tibetanska barnbyn och var det under många år. Numera så arbetar Pema Dorje i nära samarbete med Dalai Lama och är tilldelad den högsta titeln i det buddhistiska utbildningssystemet. Han driver utbildnings- och välgörenhetsprojekt både i Nepal och i Indien. Han reser också när han har möjlighet och är en uppskattad föreläsare och kursledare. 2016 blev han faktiskt tilldelad titeln hedersdoktor på Karlstads universitet. Pema Dorje har som flykting upplevt extrem fattigdom och personligt lidande. Hans arbete med utsatta, sjuka och fattiga präglas alltid av kärlek och empati. Han har till exempel byggt skolor och hem för föräldralösa gatubarn, hjälpt gamla och handikappade och givit stipendier till utsatta flickor. Inom buddhismen finns det tydliga riktlinjer för hur vi ska leva och verka här på jorden och hur vi som människor ska bemöta ondska och lidande. Pema Dorje och jag kommer att samtala om hur vi ska bära oss åt för att finna mening och glädje i utmanande tider. Vilka förändringar kan vi göra för att skapa förändring? Vi ska också prata om det som Pema Dorje brinner för, utbildning. Varmt välkomna ska ni vara till ett samtal i Så in i själen, som den här gången är på engelska. So welcome to this podcast,
okay.
Pema Dorje.
Yeah, yes. Thank you so much. Yeah,
you have a special kind of teaching. It's that I heard about, that it's called secular ethics. So what is secular ethics?
Secular means it not totally focused on one faith or religion. So which can be followed by every religion, every human being. So even those people who doesn't follow any religion can use, okay? So this is secular ethic. So for example, like Indian constitution is a secular constitution.
Mm.
Because it gives the same equality to all the faith existing in India. So secular ethic is also our stand towards everyone as the same equal human being. And His Holiness Ordha now, he is promoting that we have to create a sense of oneness of the humanity.
And the wholeness is Dalai Lama.
Dalai Lama, yeah. He is saying that we just check. We all are same. We don't like to be suffering. We all like to be happy. And then we have a mind and body, some emotional things and physical things and since we were born from the mother's womb, we all are same.
Mm.
So therefore, we should not differentiate between Eastern or Western or high caste or low caste. We should not differentiate.
Mm.
So maybe there's a little difference between the colors or height and like this, but this is very minor, very minor.
Mm.
Inside, okay, if you go emotional things, we all are same.
So what's the basic in this secular ethic? What is it that you want to teach, except for this, that we are all the same?
One of the main point is teach compassion.
Mm.
Who doesn't need compassion? So compassion is a strong mind who really wanted to remove the suffering and sources of suffering of every sentient being. Nothing is excluded, everything, even including the animals.
Mm.
So this is one of the main thing, because everybody don't want to suffer.
No.
Therefore, everyone don't like to accumulate the sources of suffering. So compassion says that we all have to work very hard, sincerely, to remove the sufferings and sources of sufferings of every sentient being.
Mm.
And this we have to cultivate.
Mm. So you were not old when you flew from...
I was 9 years old.
9 years old.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you flew from Tibet?
To Nepal.
To Nepal, yes.
By walking about 18 days and carrying small things. And then I was quite lucky that I was with my parents and my brother and sister.
Mm.
So many children came since 1979 till like 2010-11. So many children came from Tibet, escaped. They left their parents and their children coming like illegally crossing the mountain. Thousands. I was a director of a big school in Dharamsala.
Mm.
I had 2,500 children. And most of them are coming from Tibet. Because they don't get education there. Even they get education, they don't get the education, Tibetan education. No way. So they leave their parents inside Tibet and they come.
When did you know your mission in life? What you wanted to do with your life? When did you know that?
I think I'm already... conditioned a little bit when I was in mother's womb. Why? Because when I was in mother's womb, in a very early stage, okay, maybe a few days, and my mother felt very uneasy feeling. And then she consulted a doctor, and doctor said, okay, there's something in your womb which I think have to be dissolved. And he gave some medicine. And then she was taking medicine. After taking medicine for 2-3 days, and our village Lama, a high Lama came, and she went to receive him. And he saw, looked to my mother's face and said, oh, Trauma, you are pregnant. You are pregnant. And my mother said, no, I'm not pregnant, but I am sick and I'm taking medicine. Oh, then he said, no, don't take medicine. You are pregnant and you will deliver a boy. And then as soon as he's born, dress yellow and red. Don't dress black and white, or green or blue. Just yellow and red. And he will become a man. So when I was born, and he prepared all yellow and and when I was growing up, I was always in yellow and red, okay? Oh. And then I have to play the role of monks, even though I'm small, okay? Mm. So in this way, I'm a little bit conditioned to
so
become.
So you've been a monk your whole life?
Yeah. Like this. And then when I was in school, mm-hmm. when I was about to finish my schooling, and then at the age of 18, I became a monk. Because I have no problem, okay? I really wanted to be a monk. Because of this condition or because of my previous life. And then I become monk. Just voluntarily, I become monk at the age of 18. Yeah.
You are here in Sweden now to talk about how to live a happy life in challenging times.
Yeah.
Yes. I want you to talk a little bit about that. But first I want to ask you, is it possible to live in a good condition like you are, like in a good mindset, if you're living in a real world, if you're not in a monastery, mm-hmm. can you live like that in an ordinary life?
Yes, it also needs quite a lot of practice, okay? Mm-hmm. It not need a lot of practice. And of course, I studied Buddhist philosophy for so many years, mm-hmm. and then I become monk at the age of 18.
So now it's about the practice. It's not about living in a monastery.
Simply living in the monastery is not enough.
No,
has to have some set of mental set which has to be cultivated. Okay, mm-hmm. I really like to be a monk all my life. Because this is a big commitment. Okay, especially when I was like fully ordained. And then I am fully ordained by Hisone Dalai Lama. And that means it's a big responsibility, okay? I'm fully. And then Buddhism is not only practicing for one's own self.
No.
Yeah, Buddhism is aiming to the wisest and most compassionate person for the sake of all sentient beings.
Ah.
The purpose of meditation is this, okay? Not just breathing in and out. This is not meditation, okay? Meditation means changing the mind. At present, I'm very selfish. So I reduce my selfish thinking and increase my thinking for others much more by cultivating compassion, aiming to remove the suffering and source of suffering of every sentient being because they don't like suffering. And then cultivating unconditional love towards every sentient being, aiming to make them happy. Unconditional love is for related with happy and sources of happiness, and compassion is to remove suffering and sources of sufferings of others. We have to practice, okay? Therefore, I say, okay, some people say, oh, we don't like to support monastery because we like to support poor people. I say, okay, these monks, okay, in the monastery, I think it is very good to support. Why? My monastery in Nepal is a very small monastery, having about 65 monks. And then I feel that this monastery is a small factory where we make a good human being. Where we make a human being who has compassion, loving and caring attitude, which is badly needed all over. So therefore, my monastery is not a simply monastery, it is a monastery, proper monastery, but it is a factory. Where we manufacture good human being.
Good human being.
Yeah. And then everybody support. This is very good, you see. It will be encouraged. Those who are coming from my monastery or any monastery, they will never handle gun. They will never fight. They will never throw bomb. Even for the sake of their life, they will not do anything.
This kind of teaching, just a part of it, to teach this in the schools in the Western world also, what would that change, you think?
This is very simple, okay? Very simple. As I told you, two things, okay? We like to have happy life. We don't like suffering. This everybody knows, okay? Everybody, West, East, North, even Chinese, they know that they don't want to suffer. They like to happy.
Yes.
And based on this, if everyone don't want to suffer, then why we add suffering?
That's so good.
Yeah, instead, we try to remove their suffering, help them to reduce their suffering, help them to remove their sources of the suffering. Mm. If they are very happy, like to happy, then we have to help them to make happy by cultivating love, unconditional love. Everybody has a seed of compassion.
Yeah.
Everybody has a seed of love. Why? Because we all are brought by our mother. And our mother never bring us by hitting, no. Mm. Our mother bring us with breastfeeding, and kiss, hug. We were brought up in this way. And we have the seed of this, okay? Our mothers are the best teacher. And we all have this experience, okay? Oh, I love. If they love me, I love it. I feel very happy. If they do something, I suffer.
Most children, not all maybe.
No. Now, when they grow up, then we educate. We become immature when we grow up or when we were more mature, when we were small child. When the small children, like 5 or 6 children, they just, some are from East, some are black, some are white, and then if we just throw some toys and then let them play, they will play.
Mm.
They will never say, which country do you belong? They will never say.
No.
No, they will play. And this is the nature of human being.
Yeah.
Because we give education, okay? Say, this is our country, Sweden, and this is its boundary, and no one has right to come in, and this is Denmark, this is your boundary, you have to stay there. We have our own history, they have their own history. If they started coming to, then they get fighting. This is against human nature.
But how do you integrate in a good way? Because that's
Have to integrate, okay? We don't have to integrate. Just leave it as it is.
No, but in Sweden, it's a big problem with the...
No, this is now we created, okay?
Yeah.
Those people who are coming, already they are in another basket, okay? And those in Sweden are in another basket.
Yeah, I know.
We are grown up. So therefore, there's a problem.
Yeah, but how do we solve a problem like that? How do we integrate in a good way?
Now, this is, I already told, okay?
Tell me again.
We have to think we are same.
Yes.
Either it's coming from Iran, or it's coming from Afghanistan, or it's coming from Stockholm, or it's coming from somewhere. We all are same.
Yeah.
We all longing for happiness,
don't want
to suffer. No, this has to be understood, you see.
Yes, yes.
We are conditioned, okay, not to understand this. And then we make a difference, you see. Actually, this is reality. Therefore, this is a secular ethic. Ethic for everybody.
Yeah, secular ethic.
Yeah.
So this,
it has
this,
no religion.
Yeah, it's very important to teach things like like this in the school.
Yeah, in the His Holiness Dalai Lama says, we can live happily without religion, but we cannot survive without human love and compassion.
No, exactly. And that was the teaching of many religious men like Buddha and Jesus and a lot of...
So this we have to practice, you see.
Yeah.
They are taught, okay? They are taught in the most beautiful way. But then we manipulate according to my wish.
Yeah, the ego the ego steps in.
Yeah.
It's a fight between the soul and the ego
So
awareness.
When this Swedish television came to Nepal,
and
then she was asking, why we have so many religion?
Yeah.
I answered, exactly His Holiness Dalai Lama says, okay? It was not my answer. But it was, I agree this 100%. Okay? Why? Whatever religion existing on this planet, we cannot change. Because His Holiness says, okay, we need all the religion. Why? We have so many different types of disease. And so many different disease. Then we need so many varieties of medicine.
Yes.
In the same way, 7 billion human beings has a different mentality. Different cultural background, different social background, different history. Therefore, we need different religion. One religion is never enough for 7 billion human beings.
No.
In the same way as medicine.
So, but the problem with all the conflicts in the world today, how do you look upon the world today, the situation that we're in?
Now, it, conflict is there.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you take world as a whole, and there's so many people as like 7 billion human beings, and the conflict is somewhere, but not all over the world. No. No. And all the 7 billion human beings are not involved in conflict.
No.
It's just very few. Okay. And this can happen.
Yes.
This can happen.
But you know, the media and the television, the news and everything, they're putting this out all the time. So the people who are watching all this, they go around with the thought and beliefs that this is the world and everything is going to end and everything is terrible. And so you're feeding your mind with all of this
negative things. Negative things. Yes, yes. So that I think we...
Yeah. But that is not the whole truth.
No. Not exactly. At all. Yeah. And then also say, I think some days ago, they were asking this same question. And very simple answer, okay? Very simple answer. Don't run after the medias.
No, exactly.
Don't run. Because they wanted to make their news as big as possible, okay?
Yeah.
If they see 10, they will make it 12 and then 20 or maybe 100.
Yes, yes.
Why should we run after this, okay? So that I think we have to educate them.
Mm.
Yeah, we have to educate them. There are so many bias, you see. If they like, they show, okay, beautifully.
Mm.
If they don't like, they show so ugly.
Mm.
And as ugly as possible, you see.
Yeah.
And then that is entered into the human being.
Yes.
So, which is really, really bad, okay. I think news reporters or journalists, I think they should take a very good step to tell the truth exactly, if possible, as exactly as possible, you see.
Mm.
Yeah. Otherwise, they will destroy. They think that army is destroying. This is just, I think they are also part of the destruction.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
So, it's a little bit up to us also to make a choice.
Yeah.
To be aware and make choice what we want to take in.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. Choice is in our hand, okay?
Mm.
In your hand. What choice you like to have, it's in your hand.
Mm.
And I also. Because no one can conquer or no one can destroy all my choices, okay?
Mm.
It is up to us.
To make the
good choice.
Mm.
And that really is we really need a skill. And so if I say, I really want to be happy.
Yeah.
So I have to search. What is the best way to achieve happiness? What is the best way? I have to search, okay? I have to search.
Yeah.
What is the best way to become very happy?
So that's a choice too.
Yeah. Ultimately, always we have to rely on truth, okay? And then you will find, okay, if I need a medicine, I have to go to others. If I need clothes, I have to go to others.
Mm.
If I need education, I have to go to others. If I need food, I have to go to others. If I need business, I have to go to others. Everything, whatever we need, has to go to others.
Mm.
Without others, I cannot exist.
Mm.
Okay, and this is a situation, I have to be nice to others.
Mm.
Because everything is coming from others.
So you have to live very conscious.
Yeah, very conscious.
Very conscious. Yes. And do you...
If I say something very bad thing to some one person, and this is a big distraction for my happiness.
If you say something bad...
Very bad thing to someone, only one.
Yes.
And this becomes very destructive to my mind, peace of mind, okay? Mm. If I say very nice thing, develop very good friendship, and it will be very healthy for my mind.
So what you give is what you receive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And this is simple.
Mm.
So therefore, we all have to live very happily.
Mm.
As Hisolin Dalai Lama says, we are only one planet.
Yes.
This is only home for us. And then if we all like to be happy, and we don't want to suffering.
Mm.
So he says, try not to harm anybody.
Mm.
Mm. If possible, try to help others as much as possible.
Mm.
Because then it becomes happy.
Mm.
If you live this with this principle, our life will be very useful, very meaningful, you see. I didn't harm anybody.
No.
And I tried my best to help. And then Even we get old. Oh, yes, I helped. Yes. And so many people comes. Thank you so much. Yeah, that was very good help. Mm. And then there's enjoyment, you see.
Yeah, that's what you can take with you.
Yeah.
And this is not complicated. That's what the soul can take with it.
This is not very complicated, you see.
No.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people think that happiness is outside themselves.
Yeah.
It's a new car, it's a new house, it's a new boyfriend or girlfriend, it's more money. And that's what a lot of people connect with happiness. So people who live and are poor and struggle in life, they think that they cannot be happy because I have it like this. And then they measure themselves with people that have more and think that they are happy because they have a better life. So this is like a prison.
So this is a lack of understanding of the reality. I have some people who are very, very rich. One of them commit suicide, okay?
Yeah.
And then there are so many people who are so poor. They're smiling.
Yeah.
And one of my friend, best friend in Nepal, one of my American friend asked, his name is Karma, okay? Karma, why there's not so much depression in Nepal? And he was laughing and he was laughing. As he said, why we have depression? We have no money yesterday. We have no money today. We have no money tomorrow. So where's the depression? Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And then if there's some money, then if it's going down, then there's a depression.
Yeah.
If someone's attacking to the money, there's depression. Yeah. So many. But they just live by day and then no depression. But it is not the money. It is our attachment.
Attachment greed, to the money.
Greed.
Because I think a lot of people, including myself also, is like the security is in the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where we put.
They feel okay.
Yeah.
They feel that if there's money in the bank, I feel very secure.
Okay? Yeah.
But I have no money. I have no bank account.
No.
I'm helping, but I'm not handling money. Yeah, because if I handle money, I can be ruined.
Yeah.
You see,
this
time someone gave me some money. There's no way we can make other way around. So then I said, okay, then I made a note. And then you have to check me. I asked, you have to check me whether your money is really reached there or not.
Ah.
Because it is so bad.
This is the money is a big problem in the, world that we are so attached to it. But it's very interesting that we are talking about that happiness is a choice.
Yeah.
It is a choice, but not many people think that. They think they are like cursed or, you know, that they have no luck and that they are doomed.
They are making so many things which are not true. Many, many minor things. Minor things which are not the top priority, but they think this is a top priority.
Mm.
Yeah. And
what would you say is the top priority? I know you probably already said it, but you can say it again.
The top priority. You already said, okay. Top priority is money.
Yeah.
Yeah, money.
But for you.
For me.
Yes, for you.
For me. Then I have to be very down to the earth.
Mm.
Otherwise, I might be feeling that I'm promoting myself.
Mm. So, humble?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I have to be, if I do something good to 10 people, I will not say I did a good thing.
Yeah.
When I was looking after about 2,500 children, most of them are orphaned. 10 days baby. And I never thought that this is difficult. Mm. No. So it is determination inside. Okay, I have to do this. Okay. I have to achieve this. Determination comes from the pure heart.
Mm.
There's no obstacle. You may fail. No discussions are coming.
No. Do you see a change in the world, like a spiritual change in the world? Because we were talking about what the media puts out and what the picture gets for the people that watch media and news. But do you see some kind of positive change in the world? When you travel.
I see quite a lot.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So if you talk about young people,
mm-hmm.
Okay. And now I have met our age, okay, many years ago. Our age, we talked a lot, okay?
Yes.
Now today, my age are all old, okay? Like 70, 75, like this, okay? Now these days, I'm meeting many young people, say 18, 19, 10, 12, 13, 14, whatever, young people.
Mm.
And their attitude of world is much better than us.
Ah.
Much better. Good. Average. Much better. They have much more knowledge about the global issues. And that they have much more knowledge, say that this is not good for the whole world.
Mm.
And this is very good for the whole world.
Mm.
And we should not do this. This will affect on global sort of issue. So much more knowledge.
Much more knowledge. And they can also communicate in a different way.
Yeah.
The worldwide
way. Yeah. So therefore, and then this is also my perception, okay, my view,
mm-hmm.
and I did quite a lot of thought. And then he saw in Dalai Lama
mm-hmm.
some years ago, okay, and he asked an English queen, she's old, okay,
yeah.
And he saw and asked, oh, you are as old as this century is.
Mm-hmm.
So now which direction we are going? Better direction or very bad direction?
Mm.
She said, we are going to a very good direction.
She said that?
Yeah. And she also said the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
She also said the same reason.
Yeah.
For example, many years ago, there were many, many people who are involved in fighting, which war, okay, like say, who is the worst? People say Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Mao Zedong was also very... I think Mao Zedong killed more than Hitler killed.
Yes, I think you're right.
And those people, okay, like Stalin's or...
Mm.
And there are some Stalin terrible right. things, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Terrible people.
Yeah.
And those times, so many fightings. Even the small kingdom, okay? Within India, there were small kingdoms. And there are these kingdoms fighting, okay? Even in India, today now, big India. Within this big India, there are so many small kingdoms. And they are fighting, okay? Another kingdom, they are fighting. Another kingdom, they are fighting. But today, it's whole one India.
Mm.
Okay? And all those small fightings are all disappeared.
Yeah.
So therefore... Everyone is coming a little bit like a global.
It's a slow evolution.
Yeah. Because we are inexperienced, okay?
Yeah.
We are inexperienced, and then no one likes fighting.
No one.
Yeah.
You have to be patient with the humankind because it's
evolution takes some time.
Yeah.
Okay. One, someone has to educate.
Yes.
Today, I think His Holiness has huge potential. His Holiness Dalai Lama has a huge potential. Yeah, he's meeting so many people. During the pandemic, how many online teachings he did in 1 year? 42.
Wow.
And online teachings attended all over.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has so much power. And he did, okay, he did and he's practicing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
How would you explain us humans? What are we and why are we here?
That is, I think, even I explain it is useless. We are already here.
We are already here, yeah. So, what's the meaning with it?
Meaning everyone has same wish, as I told you, you see. Everyone has same wish.
But are we,
and then Swedish people have a wish to make Sweden very happy.
Yeah.
And the Danish, the people, they think they have to make the... But then, okay.
But then you have different opinions what will make Sweden happy.
Yes. Then whatever you try to find a solution, okay? Yeah. And then you go. And then you talk with Danish. And Danish said, no, we don't agree with this. And then...
And how do you handle this? Different opinions. How do you get
dialogue is the only solution. Open dialogue opens a lot of issues, and then that is named as open dialogue. Therefore, everybody can express their own view or argument, and then everything comes on the plate. Okay, and then we see which is the best, and then majority democratic.
But sometimes in Sweden, I feel the politicians are more out of for being popular than to say the truth, you know. And I can see that all over the world.
Yeah.
Instead of speaking the truth, they speak what they think people will like to hear so that they will stay popular. You see
yes,
that too?
Yes. This is a little bit of like short-sighted.
Yes.
Short-sighted, okay. Mm. I think one has to have a long-sighted, okay.
Yes.
What? And then this
ego
is...
Ego gets in the way.
If say, exactly. Mm. And then if I say this, I think they will say something bad. That makes the problem, okay? I say this, and this is the truth, and this is the ultimate truth. So whether they say me right or wrong, it doesn't matter.
No.
I have to say the truth. Mm. This courage has to have in the politicians or the leaders.
Yeah.
This is lacking a lot.
It's lacking a lot, yeah.
No.
But wouldn't you say that there's a great power in standing in your own truth?
Yes. Like Gandhiji, Mahatma Gandhi.
Yeah.
Wonderful. There's no better example than him, you see.
Yeah.
He stand on the truth. And then, of course, he really threw the British rule out of India.
Yeah.
Yeah. So truth has lot of strength,
Let's talk about what the soul is. How would you...
No, we don't have soul, you see.
We don't have soul.
No. What is soul? We don't have. What is soul?
We don't have.
Don't
we have a soul?
We have mind. Yeah. And the mind is functioning with the body.
Mm-hmm.
And the body and mind stay together. And this is our life.
Mm-hmm.
But when the body and mind separate, and then we end our life. And there's nothing more than this.
So no spirit, no soul?
No soul. What is soul? I don't know. There are many, okay? The soul is one. Mm. And then in Hinduism, there's Atma.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, we don't agree.
You don't
Buddhists
agree?
Buddhists don't agree. Yeah.
No, you don't agree. But
we rely on soul, mind.
And soul.
Mind and...
And the body.
Body, yeah.
Yeah. But
we have only two. Mind and body.
But you believe in reincarnation?
Yes. That is because of mind.
So that's the mind.
Yes, mind is, if I do something, very good things in this life, and my mind can reincarnate, born again, and that mind remembers the previous life also.
So that's what I would call the soul, but you call it the mind.
No, this is not soul. But, okay, you call it soul. Okay, yeah. This is your freedom. Yeah.
So what is the mind? Could you explain the mind to me, how you see upon the mind?
The mind is like, say, we have, I told you, we have good feeling, bad feeling, and say, I know this, I understood this, I don't like this, I wanted to achieve this. All these are because of the mind, yeah? And I remember this. Oh, yes, yesterday we had a nice lunch there. It is remembered by the mind, imprinted on the mind.
Mm-hmm.
We educate, okay, in mathematics, class 1, class 2, 3, 4, 5, 30. And all this mathematical knowledge accumulate on the mind. And then we become master in mathematics. If this mind is not there, And then we are putting mathematics in the class, it will not develop anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So mind is catching, imprinting everything, remembering, feeling sad, good, happiness. You see, understood. Okay, I understood. Now
it's like a bank of
This knowledge. Is a mind, mind which is catching everything.
Mm.
Yeah. And this goes to the next life.
And this goes to the next life. And do you remember this when you get?
It is possible, okay. Yeah. If we are very, 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 very regular practice, we can remember.
Mm.
If we don't remember, if we don't practice anything, we don't remember. For example, I say, so many things happened in my life when I was like 20 years, 18 years.
Mm.
But I don't remember everything.
Mm.
Only something which are big things
exactly.
we remember. Yeah.
That's just in this life.
Yeah.
But do you remember past lives?
No.
Do you know how many lives you've been here on earth?
No. This is beginningless.
This is meaningless.
Beginningless. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Therefore, in Buddhism, you have been my mother in my previous life many, many times. You have been my mother for many, many times. Therefore, in Buddhism, we say, mother sentient being. Everybody has been my mother.
Mm.
Therefore, I have the obligation to do good things to every sentient being.
Ah, yes.
Compassion. I have the responsibility to remove the suffering, the source of suffering of mother sentient being.
Yeah. Because everyone you meet is family.
Yeah, I have been, you have been all my mother.
Mm.
So this practice is very deep, very deep, okay, yeah.
So, but do you also have this belief that you have to, all the good things you do in life for others, you bring with you to the next life?
Yes.
And
this
you,
is imprinted
evolve.
On the mind.
Yes.
And then mind also gets some use to it.
Mm-hmm.
In this life, I have been doing everything for others, giving.
Mm.
My next life also has a habit of giving.
Mm.
Because I practice in this life.
But you also feel the love to yourself as you feel for others? Or do you...
This is no problem. Yeah.
No problem. No.
If we love for others, okay, if we really love others, you will never be left alone. You will never be. If I love only myself, then there's a danger that you will be left alone. Then lonely feeling.
But isn't it important to love yourself to be able to
this
give
this is the
love?
Best way.
Yes.
This is the best way to love. As I say, if you love yourself, the best way to love yourself is love others.
Yeah.
If you love just only like this,
this is
stupid.
Yeah.
Very, very stupid. Okay,
but
is what today is practicing everybody.
Yeah.
This is very stupid.
Yeah.
Without others, as His Holiness Dalai Lama says, we can live without religion, but we cannot survive without human affection.
That is so true.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
But when we forget these things, so small things. Okay, we are same. We forget. Okay. How can you be seen? You are Swedish, I'm Tibetan. We differentiate. You are Swedish, okay, born in Sweden. I'm Tibetan, born in Tibet. So far, how can we be same? And this also creates problem. Whether you are Swedish or Tibetan, inside, in the deep down, you are human being. And you are also longing for happiness. I also longing for happiness. And the same.
Yeah, it's the same. But it feels like the teaching must to get out there for people to. But it's one thing to understand it in your head. You can start to understand things in your head, but it has to also be in your body, because it has to be in your heart.
Yeah.
The understanding.
No. You can say like you. This is your expression, okay? I also agree. I understand, okay? It has to be into your heart, okay? I understand, okay? But it is the mind which is functioning. Either it is the head or in the heart. It doesn't matter. So mind is functioning.
Yeah. Many people are suspicious of others because they think. Oh, it's the news also, you know, because on the news it's a lot of bad things, the shootings and the stealings and the rapes and everything. So people, it changed people's minds because they get afraid of going out and afraid of trusting other peoples and suspicious, walking around suspicious minds, you know.
Yeah, this is taking the as a whole community is very bad. His one Dalai Lama also said, okay, when there was like fighting between Muslim and the Buddhist in Miami.
Yes, yes.
And they said that these monks are named as a Buddhist terrorist.
Buddhist terrorist.
Yeah. And then in Afghanistan or in Saudi Arabia, they are being named as a Muslim terrorist.
Yeah.
His one said, this is totally wrong. Totally wrong. Two Buddhists are acting very badly. And if you say Buddhist terrorist, this is totally wrong. And also Muslim, 10 Muslims are doing very bad thing. We cannot say that Muslim terrorist. You can say this person is terrorist, this person is terrorist.
Yeah, but not the
that
whole
is fine.
Group.
Not the whole group.
No.
And that makes the problem.
Yeah.
And those who are following the Islam, and they feel very bad, you see, by this term.
Yeah, by this term. Yeah.
So he says this is very wrong. And in the same way, if there's 10 people are fighting, okay, killing, and then in the newspaper, and then they say, oh, now what world we are living.
Mm.
And then these fighters not close to me.
Mm-hmm.
They are very far. But still we say, oh, what a terrible world we are living.
Mm.
It is not touching for me.
No.
But still, we make it so big because of the media.
We make it so big. And also, right now, it feels like it's very polarized.
I see.
Do you have that same feeling that the world is more polarized today than it was before? Or is it?
Yes, in a way, yes.
In a way?
Yes, but then I can't say whole world is polarized, okay?
No.
And there's quite a big portion of polarized portion.
Mm.
Yeah. But I can't say whole world is polarized.
Mm.
No.
So what are you going to talk about now? You're in Sweden for a few days, and how to live a happy life in challenging times.
Yeah.
Can you give an example of what you're going to talk about?
How to live a happy life in a challenging time.
Yes.
Yes.
What's the answer?
So that is in a very simple way. Yes, yes. Okay. And then one of the great Indian teacher called Shantideva.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, he said, if there is a problem,
mm-hmm.
if the problem has a solution, if the problem has a remedy or a solution, and then it is useless to worry because problem has a solution. If the problem has no solution, still is useless to worry because it has no solution.
The worrying is no solution.
No solution. No.
That's so good.
Yeah. He said this, okay.
Mm.
And therefore, in this difficult world or difficult situation, how can we live nicely?
Yes.
We are not wearing whole world on me. See? I'm not wearing whole world on me.
On your shoulders.
I'm meeting Christina Ward, and I'm meeting you, and I'm meeting my grandniece, I'm meeting Mikkel, and then I have to be nice to them. That is enough.
Yes.
And if I meet some other people in Stockholm, I think that is okay.
Mm.
But I'm not meeting all the people who are fighting. I'm not meeting, you see.
No.
Yeah. Why should I worry?
No.
And then if I go on searching, maybe whole life I will not meet them, you see.
Mm.
They are so far.
Mm.
And they're thinking that whole world is so bad. I'm living in the world.
Mm.
And whole world is not so bad.
Mm.
And are you in problem? No, I'm not in problem, you see. I'm not in problem. I'm eating properly, sleeping properly. I'm getting very good food. And then why are you shouting? There is a problem. Okay. Mm. And there, if there's a problem, just leave it there. And why you are taking on you?
Yeah. Why are we doing that?
This is like we are conditioned, you see.
Yeah.
Through our education, through our medias. Yes.
We think we have to, because if we don't concern, we are bad people. Maybe it's like that.
Yes, we have to be aware.
Yeah.
We have to be aware, but why should we worry?
Yeah.
If there's a solution, yes, we all have to put effort. Okay, to
aware is good, yeah, to be aware of things. Yeah.
But and worry unnecessarily is not so okay.
No, no.
But we worry, okay?
Yeah. one last thing before we end this talk is, what would be a good thought to repeat to yourself in the morning and then the same thing in the evening?
Yeah. So that is, I think, very good. I also do this.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we wake up, we feel that, okay, now I have one full day in my hand. So I will try my best to use this in a proper and meaningful way, if possible, for the sake of all sentient beings, okay? And then keep this thought all day, okay? If possible, just all the time. Sometimes it goes out, but then bring it back, okay? Mm. So now I think this is lunchtime. Oh, I have already spent 6 hours or 8 hours. So did I do well? Check. Go. And then when you are about to sleep, and you just say, okay, how did I spend my day? If you made some mistake, you say, okay, now this was very bad. So now I will try not to do this tomorrow. Reflect. Okay, this is reflection.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, it's like a planning
and
continuation of yesterday day. And then plan. And then go. And then in the evening, when you're about to sleep, you reflect back.
Mm.
If you did something bad, you regret. You regret and say that I will not do this tomorrow.
Mm.
And if you do something good, okay, now I'm very happy. Today I had a very meaningful, successful day.
Mm.
Very good. Wow. Okay, wow. And this wow, wow makes you to do the same in the next day and next day.
Mm.
Now, so this is a practice, daily practice.
And also, and slowly you develop.
Then slowly you will improve the quality of your mind, quality of your life, even without knowing. You will be more aware.
You improve the awareness.
More compassionate and more loving and caring for others.
That's very good.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, welcome.
Prema Dolce. Thank you.
Kära lyssnare, jag hoppas att det kändes bra, att det gick bra att lyssna på ett engelskt avsnitt. Det dyker upp några engelska avsnitt i min podd emellanåt för att jag tycker att jag hittar spännande gäster utanför Sveriges gränser. Och hoppas att ni hänger med i snacket. Det var väldigt fint att få möta Pema Dorje. Han är så otroligt varm och han är nära till skratt och humor och... Det var ett speciellt möte i en soffa. På slutet så låg jag ner under samtalet. Halvlåg mot ryggkuddarna. Det var otroligt avspänt. Och lyckades väl ändå förstå varandra på ett bra sätt. Även om det var vissa saker inom buddhismen som jag inte kände till, insåg jag när vi satt och pratade där precis på slutet. Om det här med själen. Att de tittar mer på att det är mind och sinne och kropp. Så det var lite spännande att få höra om det. Men det är så mycket klokt han pratar om, Pema Dorje. Han pratar om hur livet är val. Hur man kan välja att leva mer medvetet. Och hur vi gör val utifrån där vi befinner oss i livet. Att allting handlar om val. Att inte bära hela världen på sina axlar i form av oro. Att göra det man kan. Men oron leder ju liksom inte till någonting. Utan istället göra det man kan. I stunden. Det var mycket fin visdom han delade med sig av. Både från sig själv och från sin mästare då, Dalai Lama i det här fallet. Jag är jätteglad att ni hänger med och lyssnar på min podd Så in i själen. Jag tycker att det är superhärligt att ni finns där ute. Och tillsammans så hjälper vi varandra att må bättre. Vi finns för varandra helt enkelt. Ta hand om er. Puss och kram. Hej!
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tack för att du har lyssnat på dagens avsnitt. Och du har väl inte missat att Så in i själens första ljudbok kan bli din via Så in i själen plus. Följ länken i avsnittsbeskrivningen så blir ljudboken din för endast 59 kronor.